Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Heavy Pencil, Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner. Special guest, Nick Mahan.
Doesn't matter that my eyes do go, speech may slow.
HGM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Hello, it's Michael Cork.
Oh, hi Michael. Oh, I was just about to phone you tomorrow to see if you're okay. Well, we just had a call from Attractive People At It.
I don't...
Attractive People At It, the Netflix series.
Attractive?
No? Oh, sorry, they changed the name.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah. Sorry, someone quite high up at Netflix doesn't like Heavenly Young Bodies, which is what it was before. It was Young People Having Sex, which is what it was before. Yeah, having it off.
Having it off, yes, I see.
Yeah, so... Yeah, anyway, they called to say that you were in hospital or something?
Oh, yes, that's right, Sarah. Nothing too serious, just a few cuts and bruises and, especially the bite. It was rather significant, there's 16 stitches in that. I'm on a course of antibiotics because it's an animal bite and they can be quite nasty, lots of... nasty bugs in the mouths of farmyard animals, apparently. So, the antibiotics, yes.
They said it was a goat attack.
Yes, it was.
So
I'm told. Goat. I'm afraid I passed out and I only came around when I was in the ambulance, so I'm not entirely sure of the actual ins and outs of what transpired, but yes, a goat attack.
Oh dear, yeah. So, are you all right?
Yes. My pride was hurt more than anything. Well, actually, that's a lie, because the bite was, and is exquisitely painful, but as any assault on that part of the body tends to be, but I'll live, you know, just... rather embarrassed to tell the truth.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah, really embarrassing.
Yes.
Being attacked by a goat. In front of all those people.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Well, they phoned me up to let you know that they're really delighted with what they've shot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so when you fainted, apparently it looked like you were dead. So they're changing the script so that your character had a heart attack and died while you were, sexing? Is it the goat?
Oh, no.
So that's all good. Is it?
No, it's not good, Sarah, not really, no.
No, yeah. Oh, of course, yes, because that... Yeah, because that now means your character won't be in the series.
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
Sarah.
Right.
Barring flashbacks, yeah, I think that's the last we'll see of Basha Harris.
Oh, the wanking teacher.
Well, yes, it is other things as well.
I hear maybe he'll come back to haunt them or something.
Yes, he could, yes, I suppose, but it's rather unlikely.
Yeah, still. Well, good for the showreel.
No, I don't think it is, Sarah.
Oh, just had an email to say they've changed the title again.
Oh, lovely.
It's called Attractive People Literally *** all in lowercase. I'm not sure. Oh, right. Oh, well, that's very clever. Very Netflix.
Actually, Sarah, what was it that you wanted? I'm very tired, so I was just going to have a lie down.
Sorry, Michael. Yeah, sorry. Oh, can you just hold on for 1 second?
Yes, of course. Sarah?
1 moment, please. There you go. Finished. Ah, look, Saz, look what I've done. Yeah, I've just done it now. Oh, thanks. Now, Michael, how can I help?
Is Margot there, Sarah?
I'm afraid she's stockpiling at the moment.
Stockpiling what?
Actors.
Fliss?
No, Fliss is actually at a casting.
What, with the client or...?
No.
Well, why is she at a casting then?
Fancied doing it herself, I suppose.
What?
Well, I think she didn't have any clients right for the part, so she decided to go for it herself.
Really, Sarah? I'm not sure that can't be right. She's an agent, and an agent's assistant, but even so, it's...
Yeah, but she doesn't like it, does she? So she thought she might try something new.
Well, that's not terribly professional. Isn't that a conflict of interest or whatever?
Yeah, I thought that.
Well, didn't you say anything then?
Well, yeah, but Margot said she couldn't really think of anyone suitable either, so in that instance, it wasn't a conflict.
Right. And what's the part?
Let's have a look. It was Caucasian woman in her 30s.
Well, what? Doesn't Margot represent any female actors in their 30s?
No. Apparently there aren't many around. Not who can do that.
Do what?
Ride a hog.
Oh, right. What, can Fliss?
For 10 grand, she's going to give it a go.
Well, yes, I suppose one would. We've all been there, of course. I once managed to get an audition for Holby City because I said I could speak Cantonese.
All right, can you?
No. I thought they meant could I do a Chinese accent, which I can. Well, can't we all? Didn't get the part. Actually, they said what I did in the audition was quite offensive, which I've never really understood.
Yeah, well...
Were there any, are there any other roles in the project that Fliss is going up for?
Yeah.
Yeah? Anything for me?
No.
What other roles?
Oh, God. Let's have a look. Man in his 60s.
Well, that's me, isn't it?
You can ride a hog, can you?
Why is everyone riding hogs?
Not everyone, Michael. Just Hogman 1 and Hogwoman 1.
What is this job?
It's a low-budget film.
What's it called?
Warhog.
Warhog. Ridiculous name.
Right, that's Fliss's phone. I'll have to answer it.
Yes, that's fine. I'll hold.
No, I didn't... Oh, God. No, I don't know how to do that. Bye. HGM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Hello, Sarah. Gary Banzer calling.
Oh, hi, Gary. How are you?
Yeah, great, lovely. All the better for hearing your voice, my beautiful.
Oh, Gary. So how's The Naked Truth going? I love that title. Can't wait to come on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, you know, can't wait for you to see it.
Did Margot tell you that we're bringing some lush casting directors? Sally Pogmore Head is flying in from LA tomorrow.
Oh, great, yeah, didn't she just cast a new Sam Mendes?
I don't know, probably. But Margot said she's about to cast the new Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, what's the new Guy Ritchie?
It's the same.
Same as what?
The same as all the old Guy Ritchies.
Oh, right, well, at least there'll be plenty of roles for me to be seen for.
Yeah.
None of this bloody political nonsense, you know.
Yeah, bloody nonsense. Yeah. Sorry, what nonsense?
Well, the bloody PC Brigade, Sarah.
The police?
No, the snowflakes.
Oh, right, yeah. Bloody idiots.
Yeah, anyway, look, I need your help with something.
Oh, okay. Anything, Gary.
So I need someone for my show on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, we're all coming, Gary.
Yes. No. This is a little How should we say it? Sorry. It's a bit sensitive. Is Margot there?
She's pitching horseshoes.
Well, look, as you know in the show, there's a section where I hypnotise a member of the audience into doing something a bit daft. You know, just a bit of fun, gives everyone a giggle. Always goes down well, all harmless.
Yeah, I love those bits. Yeah. Oh, the one when you hypnotise that guy Graham to think that the woman was an ice cream. Oh, my God, that was so funny.
Oh, no, Sarah, like we can't talk about that at the moment, Sarah.
Oh, well, why not?
Oh, it's just more, you know, bloody snowflakes. Ramona's the woke generation, ongoing court proceedings. Anyway, that sort of brings me to the point. I need a new Graham.
Sorry?
Greg Graham, you know, from the audience in inverted commas.
Not a real audience.
No, Grahams in inverted commas.
Right.
Yeah, I need to find a new one.
You need someone else called Graham. Sorry, I don't follow Gary.
No, well, you don't need to, Sarah. The less you follow, the less NDAs you'll need to sign, you know. All you need to know is if you can find an actor for me, I'll give them a call. They come along to the show on Thursday, pay them £75 on the night.
Right, okay.
So, if you've got a pen?
No.
I need an older actor, totally obscure, can't have been on, you know, TV or big theatre stuff in the last 10 years or so. That's so important, Sarah. You know, they mustn't be recognisable. No one with any recent success at all. You know, at all. Doesn't even need to be an actor, to be honest, but it's always easier. But doesn't need to be a good actor, you know, could even be, you know, local Amdram, that kind of thing. You know, any old fucker, really. But I always like to get someone on Margot's books. So.
Okay. Right. Great. Well, let me ask around the office, and I'll get back to you.
Right, Sarah. I got to go now. But you know, remember this conversation didn't take place.
What conversation?
You.
Me.
I know I'm impossible, 'cause I convince myself of things.
Hello, my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plots like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends, or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast app. Than that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Silent time. Maybe those pauses can make
HGM
my
talent,
night.
Sarah speaking.
Good morning, Sarah. Gary, it's Gary. Gary Banzer calling.
Oh, hi, Gary. Great show last night. God, you are so clever. I don't know how you do it.
Thank you, Sarah. So glad you sure saw it, enjoyed it. I'm glad that you and Margot got to see it.
Yeah. Oh, we had such a good night.
Yes. Can I ask you a quick question, Marv?
Yeah, sure. Not going to hypnotise me, are you?
No, not so. No, I'm just wondering who the fuck Michael Cork is, and why he deliberately sabotaged my show last night.
Who?
Michael Cork, the actor.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you see, the thing is, Sarah, you know, I spent, let me see, oh, yeah, that's right, 6 months of my life putting a show together like this in a very popular and entertaining way, and in one fell swoop, this Michael Cork character has managed to, you know, make the whole show look like an end-of-the-pier rip-off.
Oh,
is that all you can say, Sarah? No.
Okay,
well, let's have a little look at the papers this morning, shall we? Okay, The Guardian, 2 stars. The Times, 1 star. Gary Banz is at it again, an unwelcome return from the charmless halfwit.
Oh, no. No. I don't agree with that.
Which bit?
The unwelcome bit.
Now, there's not much I can do about the press, you know, but what I would like is a letter of apology from this Michael Bloody Cork.
Well, join the queue, Gary.
I beg your pardon?
Sorry.
Are you making a joke?
No, definitely not.
Okay, good, sorry, because, you know, I'm holding you responsible for this monumental fuck-up. You know, I hope you understand that.
Sorry, I thought you were holding Michael responsible.
Well, I am holding him responsible.
Right, but you just said you were holding me responsible?
I'm actually so angry, I don't know who I'm holding responsible.
Right. Well, maybe have a think and let me know.
Is this more jokes, sir?
Oh, no.
Good.
So what's Michael done to upset you, then?
I beg your pardon?
Sorry, what's Michael done to upset you, then?
Okay, were you there last night?
Yeah, I was. Really great show. I mean, well done, you.
Well, surely you saw it. You know, did you see the bit where, you know, the part where I tried to hypnotise the German in the audience?
Yes, and he ran out shouting and doing that Nazi salute thing.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that didn't work as well, that bit.
No, so that was because that was Michael Cork.
No fucking
His role, way. As I discussed it clearly with him, was to make out he was hypnotised by me, and then, you know, whenever the German folk music was played during the rest of the show, he had to stand up and pretend to play the trombone.
Brilliant. That's so funny.
Yeah, well, what I didn't ask him was to turn up in a bad wig, an eye patch, false moustache, a shit German accent, and pretend to be Herr Hermann Scheitzer from Abramachau.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I can see how that might be annoying.
For fuck's sake, sir, you know, the guy's a complete moron. He's refusing all my calls now, unsurprisingly. You know, so tell him I want a written apology for ruining my show.
Okay, yeah, I will. Yeah, will do. Sorry about that. And it's very odd behaviour, because he's never actually said he was German before, so that's very weird.
Well, actually, no, never mind. You know, just an apology will do.
Okay. And I'm sorry to bother you with this, Gary, but when will the hypnotics wear off?
Oh, right, yes, yeah. No, it'll all be worn off by now, sir. You know, it'll be back to normal. Right, I've got to go. Got to go and meet the loose women.
Oh.
Yeah, awful crones. Can't bear them. Still, they usually shift some tickets, and God knows I'll need to now with this press.
Sarah, Michael Cork, the actor speaking.
Good morning, HDM talent. Sarah speaking.
Well, you phoned...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hi, Michael. How are you? Is it all worn off now?
Was what worn off?
The hypnotics. That Margot and I were at the show?
Yes, I knew you were at the show, Sarah. Look, I've explained to you what happened. I wasn't actually hypnotised. That's just part of the act, part of the game he does. That's how he does it.
Yeah, brilliant.
How is he, Gary?
Really very fucked off.
Oh, still? Goodness me, I don't really see what all the fuss is about. He's...
Well, it's because you ruined his show and got him bad reviews in the national press, Michael.
Oh, rubbish. No such thing as a bad review, Sarah.
So the Metro called him a tosser.
Well, it's only the Metro.
Evening Standard said he was a wanker.
Look, I'm an actor. I'm Michael Cork. I made a character choice.
Even Gary said it was a bit racist. And he is a bit racist.
All right, thank you, Sarah.
Anyway, that's why I'm phoning. So, did you manage to write the apology?
Yes, all sorted. I've written the apology, you'll have seen that by now. Any news on the Chichester audition?
Not yet.
Really?
No, I was just guessing. It don't mean fame. Do you want me to check?
It don't mean fame.
Doesn't matter that a girl might smile. It's worth a try. It's worth a try.
This is the...
I know
possible, 'cause I convince
myself. This is the answer. Is this on? Fliss, if the green light's on and flashing, does that mean it's recording? I'm just doing the answer machine. Right, okay. This is the answer machine for HJM Talent. I'm afraid the office is now closed, but please leave a message after the tone.
Right, one of you fuckers better call me back in the next 10 minutes, do you hear me? You've got 10 minutes. No, make that five. Sarah, are you there? I can hear you. Hello? Right, whose idea was this? I suppose this is Michael Cork's idea of a joke, is it? Sarah, are you there? Is this an answer phone or what? I can hear you breathing. Hello? Right, well, I've picked up my copy of the iNews, and there it is. The end of my fucking career in the letters column of the iNews of all fucking papers. I mean, it could have at least been... Well, it doesn't matter. Dear Gary Banza, I wanted to make an official apology for ruining your show on the 23rd of March. I realised I was paid £75 to follow instructions and pretend to be hypnotised, and I fully regret making a terrible scene. He goes on to say, Sarah, are you hello? Sarah, I can hear your nose, I can hear the air in your nose, I can hear the breath, I can hear the breath waggling the hairs on your nose, I can hear it. Sarah, I'm trained in this, I do know what I'm listening out for. Sarah,
sign my name.
Heavy Pencil was written and performed by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner, with guest star Nick Mohammed. Music by Bjorn Bailey, performed by John Roach.
Television history is contained within the Box of Delights.
It was happening in front of us.
Incredible.
In our living rooms. It was amazing.
Guests pick their favourite television moment
and tell us why they love it.
And is this the episode where Daisy's just been for the interview at the Woman's Magazine?
Flaps.
That's it, Flaps.
Yeah.
Named one of Radio Times' best podcasts of the year.
I don't understand people who don't see the joy in drawing the curtains, mug of hot chocolate and something nice on TV. Like, what could be nicer than that?
Than having a snuggle.
Exactly.
Nostalgia in bite-sized chunks.
Box of Delights
from Great Big Owl.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.